This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists are boundless in their pursuit of power and fame and fortune, and they will do anything to promote their narrative. Once they commit, once they set their sights on something, man, they're practically unstoppable. We conservatives can learn something from this, and look, I give us credit for a lot. We are amazing people, and when we get laser focused on something, we have amazing resolve in it. I've watched it happen. But I'll tell you, this is tough to beat those leftist devils. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So right now, I mean, there's multiple fronts they're fighting us on, so I can't pick out anything in particular. I mean, because there's at least five major things, but one of them is this whole WooFlu scam. There's a video out. Oh, my gosh. We're going to just play this video in its entirety. Maybe we'll do that in the next segment. You've got to hear this guy speaking in front of a school board. As he explains, he is a medical doctor and a virologist. And it is absolute insanity that they're giving these vaccines, wanting to mandate vaccines for schools. And he's saying, I've given you all the data. The CDC's lying to you. Which, by the way, a supposed medical study cited by the Biden administration to justify renewing mask mandates has been exposed as a fake. You guys remember a thing called, the Steele report, right? That was what was the basis of trying to impeach President Trump or say he had ties to Russia. The Steele report, completely debunked. But what did they do? They spend millions of dollars, and there are people who still believe Trump has ties to Russia. Same kind of crap is going on right now with WooFlu. If the government were telling you the truth, here's what they would tell you. We have no science that supports anything we've done here. None. I've talked about it ad nauseum. I feel like a broken record in many cases. Just recently, there was a study that the CDC used out of India that was completely debunked. Why? It used a drug that we don't even use in the United States to give you data about this disease, whether it's more transmissible when you're unvaccinated or vaccinated. Here's what I will tell you. Whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, you are going to either catch the WooFlu or you're going to spread it. That's the way it is. This vaccine is ineffective for the most part and, quite frankly, dangerous for most people. And we're going to play that video. I'm telling you, this doctor that debunks it, and it'll blow your mind. So just follow the logical thread of this. And again, I feel like a broken record, so I apologize for those who are avid listeners of the program. But in my discussion with a guy who was arguing with me over, Kevin, you need to be telling people to get the shot and all that, and I gave him data that said, okay, so they've lied about the number of infections, it's more. They've lied about the number of deaths, it's far less. They lied about the number of people who've gotten the shot. They've lied about the number of people who've died from the shot or had massive problems going forward from the shot. Yeah, I mean, I could go. It's lie on top of lie on top of lie. So why is it that I should believe anything that comes out of them? Every time I do a search for CDC, I find something different. Here's another one. The CDC report described a decrease in hospitalization rates of growth of up to 5.6% in adults 18 to 65 and attribute this to the use of masking and or the introduction of mask mandates in various sites. These rates were compared to those obtained from a four-week period of the prior to the introduction of mask mandates. In doing so, and by way of regression analysis, the reduced rates of hospitalizations were attributed to introduction of statewide mask mandates. And then they go on, this article, I'm not even going to go into it because it gets into too much detail. But here's what it summarizes. It is not surprising that the CDC's own recent conclusion on the use of non-pharmaceutical measures such as face masks and pandemic influenza warned that scientific evidence from 14 randomized controlled trials of these measures did not support a substantial effect on transmission. Now, let me save us all some time. Let me get you down to the Kevin Jackson Network, cut to the chase. The issue is, anybody with any amount of common sense knows that a mask that you make from your house out of fabric or whatever does nothing to stop the transmission of a disease. Nothing. It'll stop you from getting a little bit of spittle on people from time to time. If you're a spitter and you talk, you're like Elmer Fudd, and you spit on people a lot, people will feel good if you wear a mask. Or maybe if you have a bit of halitosis, I've had it, so I can't tell you I haven't had some bad breath. But the point is, it may help some people go, ooh, I can finally stand in front of Kevin and listen to him pontificate, okay? But outside of that, you're going to get what I got. And story after story, folks, data on top of data proves everything that I say. And you know what? People will still write to me, Kevin, man, we're going to be a lot safer if we have, you know. I had a lady tell me, Kevin, they need to mandate that all these kids get a shot and get a mask. And I'm like, she says, we need 100% people to get a shot so we'll have this herd immunity. And I'm thinking, what kind of freaking drugs are you on? Unbelievable. Face masks don't matter. Social distancing, you do. How many people roll up on you and get within 2 feet? Be honest. Think about it. 2 feet. Just stretch your arm out, because that's probably about 2 feet. Ask yourself, how many people get within arm's distance of you? Unless you're walking through the streets of New York, which, by the way, it's got to be really crowded. Nobody gets even close to you. You automatically stay 2-3 feet from somebody. And when you're in a line, they're facing one direction, and in other words, you're not facing each other. You're looking at the back of their head. Let me put it that way. It's insanity. We come back, I want to talk about lawsuits over this mask mandate and the shot mandate, vaccine mandates, and I think there's going to be a lot more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Biden in Pennsylvania yesterday again warning reporters he won't answer their questions that stray off topic. Biden saying, quote, "I'm talking about Made in America today. That's all I'm going to talk about. Tomorrow, I'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, including COVID." And it's becoming a pattern. Just this past Monday, Biden snapped at a reporter for going off topic with a question on the VA. He did end up answering her, though. Watch.
You are such a pain in the neck when I'm answering your question because you've known each other for so long. It has nothing to do with Iraq. I'm not going to answer any more questions on Afghanistan. Look, the 4th of July. I'm concerned that you guys are asking me questions that I'll answer next week, but on this holiday weekend. You guys are bad. I'm not supposed to be answering all these questions. I'm supposed to leave. But
that's the left. They don't want to take any questions. Nope, keep it on topic because that's all I've studied for. That's all my feeble brain can handle, said by the coup-appointed president of the United States, the fake president. If there's ever a period in our history where we know with 100% certainty that we don't have a legitimate president, it's now. You can talk about Obama all you want, but he at least got elected. Biden got cheated in, and I will say it until the day I die.
He will never be my president. I don't care. Trump is 45, and whoever becomes next is 46. Not Biden. Not in my book. We got a lot to discuss. We've already discussed Cuomo and the scumbag that he is. And there's going to be a lot more coming up for that in the future, you can imagine. And the rest, some of the later in the hour, we're going to talk about the Biden family legacy, specifically Hunter. Because he has revolutionized something here recently that I want to talk about. But before we get to that, I want to talk about these leftist shenanigans. More poppycock, which is how they're dealing with this Wu flu scam. And we're finally seeing a breakthrough. We got a professor, a law professor, who has sued the university over the coronavirus vaccine mandate. And I think it's going to be, there will be a lot of people doing this. Now, I don't want people to get too excited because there's a cautionary tale here. But as it turns out right now, he says he had built a, quote, robust natural immunity after he had recovered from the Wu flu last year. Same thing I say. I'm telling you right now, I caught that stupid thing. Didn't know what it was. Luckily, Melissa goes, you better get to the doctor. I went. They said, yep, you got it. How do you believe it? One way or the other. The only reason why I believe I had it is because I know my body. I am a fine-tuned machine. And I was adjusting my carburetor and my manifold and what have you. And I went, this doesn't feel... It just didn't feel right. So I'm pretty much convinced I got the Chinese bioweapon inside of my body. And my body fought and fought and fought. And eventually I went to the doctor. They measured my oxygen sats super low. Said, we think you got it. I said, yeah, because I've never had oxygen sats this low, even though I was about to go out and run. I'm not lying. My oxygen sats were 88. That's way too low. Below 85, and you're a walking corpse. And I was going to go run, because that's how I break the fever of the flu. So anyway, Melissa says, no, you got to go to the doctor. I go to the doctor. They measure my oxygen sats. They give me a Z-Pack. I tell everybody this in case it works for you. Within 2 hours, it was like I never had it. Now, fast forward over a period of 6 months, my body felt strange. I had a resonance. I can't describe it, but if you imagine having like a little vibrator on your entire body, and you could feel it shaking, but it mostly shook in my legs and sometimes my arms. And it's finally, I don't know, it's been well over a year now, about a year, I think it has, since I've had it. It's my body's finally back to where I'm in the gym, I'm working out, I have my heart rate, my stamina back, etc. I'm not in fighting shape, but I can go some rounds, you know what I'm saying? So I'm finally back. It took that long. So this law professor, he's like, man, I built this immunity, and I want to make sure that my body can now go at this. I don't want to keep taking boosters and things like this, but they made him get a shot. Todd Zwicky, no kin to the dude from, what was it, Transformers? Anyway, he's 55 years old. He said it was unconstitutional. He shouldn't have had to get the jab after having the Wu flu in March of 2020. And he filed a federal lawsuit. Common sense and medical science should underpin GMU's actions, said his attorney. Both have gone missing with this latest effort to force a distinguished professor to take a vaccine that he does not need, not for his own protection or for anyone else's safety at Scalia Law School. See, this is my whole thing. The people who want to get the shot because they believe themselves to be safe, get it. I have no argument. I think it's silly, but I have friends that have gotten it. I don't want to feel like I'm criticizing them, but I kind of am. I think it's silly to get a shot over this, but to each his own. Same kind of thing we probably have about gay things and how much money you believe is necessary for you to have your life in order in the case of the zombie apocalypse. I mean, we're going to differ on a lot of things, but you do it your way, I'll do it mine. But this
this need for everybody to want to force shots on us. And Fauci's setting you up for it. He's, you know, after FDA approval, you will see lots more demand for this, you know, whatever. He's, they're setting you up because they want everybody to have to get this shot. And I'm telling you, if you're a business and you come out forcefully and say, we will serve the unvaccinated. You don't worry. We got your backs. But these lawsuits are going to change things too. Anyway, going back, Zawicki said in the lawsuit that he had multiple antibody tests, had been advised by a doctor that he's built immunity. Having to get a vaccination after having had the virus could be dangerous, said the lawsuit, and the school shouldn't be able to require vaccines that have yet to have full FDA approval. And let me tell you what that statement does right there. That's the statement that bothers me. I don't give a crap about full FDA approval. That doesn't mean everything's good to go. As we noted many times on this program, and many others have as well, every drug that has been recalled was because it had FDA approval. I mean, it had FDA approval. Not, it wasn't recalled for that reason, but it had FDA approval. So don't give me this, the FDA is a seal of approval. No, it is not. I don't want to take your shot any more than I'm ever going to get a flu shot. I'm not getting a flu shot. You want to know why? Because I've had so many versions of it. And I haven't had the flu in ages. So why would I get a shot for something I haven't had? And just for the record, and we're going to play a clip in another broadcast, this one guy says, it's the people getting the shots that are the reason you're getting sick again. I got to leave it there because we're out of time. We'll be back to talk about Hunter Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer prices rose in July at their slowest monthly pace since February. Though a broadening of price pressure suggests inflation may be more persistent than Fed Reserve officials predict, offering little relief to American households rocked by months of surging prices. The Labor Department reporting that the Consumer Price Index jumped by 0.5% from June to July. As schools continue to open across the country, President Biden is looking into a federal mask mandate for school children. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says if there were a federal mask mandate, he would challenge it in court.
If you're talking about the federal government coming in and overruling parents in our communities, you know, that would be something that we would fight back vociferously against.
DeSantis leaving the decision of children wearing masks in school to their parents. USA Radio News. As U.S. troops continue to leave Afghanistan, the Taliban is continuing to gain more control of the country.
The Taliban seized three more provisional capitals in Afghanistan and a local army headquarters in a blitz across the country's northeast, officials said Wednesday. With the insurgents now controlling some two-thirds of the nation, the United States and NATO finalized their withdrawal after decades of war. Kabul itself has not been directly attacked. The speed of the Taliban victory raises questions how long the Afghan government can maintain control of its countryside. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
South Florida could feel the effects of a new tropical storm by the end of the week. The National Hurricane Center saying last night that Tropical Storm Fred formed near Puerto Rico, and there's a risk of wind and rain hitting the Keys Friday. The storm could then spread north through the peninsula and up the panhandle. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, a human rights advocate that worked for Andrew Cuomo for 8 years on his staff, he turns over personnel files of Lindsay Boylan, one of Cuomo's accusers, who, by the way, was on CBS the other day explaining herself. Cute girl. I could see Cuomo's attraction to her, but he should have been up front. Hey, listen, I realize it could create a bit of an awkward situation, but would you be interested in going out? You could be reassigned. There's all kinds of things the Love Gov could have said, but he didn't. He just groped her and went on to grope somebody else. And we know it's 11 different women, but as I've said to you many times, oh, there's many, many more buzzards that refuse to come to the meal. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm telling you, whether we're talking about Cuomo and his sexual proclivities or Joe Biden and his sexual proclivities or Hillary Clinton and hers or Bill Clinton's or whatever the topic may be, sharing confidential data, spying on people, giving each other the clues or the questions in debates or crackhead sons. All you got to do is look at the. We don't have to make anything up to get leftists for you to go to be outraged over leftism. I don't have to make anything up. The stories are right there in front of your face. How do you defend the actions of giving an employee file of somebody who's accused the governor of sexual harassment? How do you defend that? Well, you know what the human rights gay activist supposed to be defending people like Lindsay Boylan? He said, well, he was legally required to turn the files over. So what? There are legal things you're required to do, and you can say, get a subpoena. Make me do it. The Democrats always have an out. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to call me. So, look, I'm not an attorney. I'll defer to whatever he wants to do legally, but his next excuse is a bit thin because he suggested that he had no idea that that file, giving the personnel file of the woman who had just come out and accused the governor of sexual harassment, would be used in an effort to discredit her. Well, why else would they want this file, sir? Particularly given the timing of the request, the day after she quit. But he issued a cover his butt statement. He says, reading the Attorney General's report made me sick to my stomach. And I'm going to read it gay.
As much as I knew Governor Cuomo to be a demanding boss, I never imagined that he would engage in illegal conduct. He has to resign. We owe a huge debt of gratitude to the survivors for their courage in speaking out. That is all. Yeah, coming from a man who witnessed Cuomo's actions for almost a decade, it rings just a little bit hollow to me. But as I said, I think Cuomo's out of the governor's mansion. One leftist scumbag gone, soon to be another. Now, think feminists will want their comeuppance against the LGBTQ? I want to see how that plays out. Because feminists should be very upset that the gay cabal has thrown them under the bus. Because aren't they supposed to be believed automatically? And aren't they supposed to be supported? And aren't they supposed to pull out all the stops to protect feminism? And blah, 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 blah. But it also begs the other questions. How many other Weinsteins and Epsteins and Cuomos lurk in Democrat enclaves? I've asked many times, do you think Weinstein is the only director in Hollywood who was jacking women up on the casting couch? Do you think the handful of women who've spoken out, do you think they're the only ones? The rest of them are keeping it a secret until their careers are in danger. Then they'll suddenly remember, oh my God, it was another director. It was the Coen brothers. It was so-and-so. It was the dude that did Pulp Fiction. Tarantino? It was Tarantino! They're gonna blame somebody. Spielberg! Scorsese! They may be too old at this point. How many other Epsteins are there out there? And probably aren't that many Epsteins with black book on people. By the way, where is Ghislaine Maxwell? Haven't heard much from her. How many other powerful leftists, guys like Cuomo, who are drunk on power, you think are out there taking advantage of people? Remember Barney Frank? He would hire male pages and have sex with his young pages. 16-year-old boys. He stayed in the Senate for decades with people knowing that this dude was buggering boys. How many more Cuomos are out there? Anthony Wieners. Wieners in general. How many? They're all out there, folks. They're hiding in plain view. They're teachers. They're coaches. They're legislators. They're judges. They're leftists who have infiltrated every aspect of society, and they live openly as they sex traffic. They have child porn. Who was this Democrat that just recently... rising star. Was it in Arizona? Yeah. He's been messing around with children. Finding porn on their computers. Not just a little bit. Stomach-turning porn. Now, is it a surprise? Surprise is nobody's. Nobody's. These people are wide open about everything that they do. You're a crackhead? You're the son of a crackhead? I mean, you're a crackhead son of a president, of a fake president? They know they cheated in the election. That's the only thing that kept Hunter from staying out of prison. And Biden, too. And many people surrounding them. It's always too much to cover, folks, because there's just too many things out there. I just covered Cuomo. I thought I was done with Cuomo this segment, but here I am. What about the border crisis? Where's Sister Girl? Not even to mention the border crisis. How many people are bringing in Wu Flu and all this, and they want to vaccinate kids? They're just sending people with Wu Flu all over the country. Democrats are falling in the polls. Go look at any of the stuff. I covered the Olympics the other day. What do you touch that doesn't show greatness? See, Americans are geared. We want greatness in everything. We want truth and greatness, even when it hurts us. Election cheating, that's going to get revealed. All this stuff, right in your face. But here's a long overdue story that involves the crackhead Hunter. I spoke of his stepmom. I think I mentioned that she probably got into his stash the other day.
because she stepped on a rock in Hawaii, stepped on something in Hawaii, cut her foot open so bad she had to have major surgery at a VA hospital. Who does that but a crackhead? You didn't see it coming? I mean, what'd you do, step on an axe that was sticking up through the sand? What did she do? Who knows what really happened? But Hunter, I will tell you this, I'll give him credit. He put crackheads on the map. This sucker is amazing. Yeah, I thought Chelsea Clinton got special treatment, and her family will kill you. But Hunter Biden makes me want to start using crack. Somebody stop me. Somebody stop me. I'm getting the shakes. What, you using some crack? Y'all got some crack? Come on. I know my producers. Produce, man. Y'all got some crack over there. Way y'all better show up with some cocaine tomorrow or you're fired. So I think Hunter Biden is revolutionary in the art world. Get this. He's got... It's crackhead art. Crackhead art. Y'all are probably laughing at me right now, but he has revolutionized the art world. This dude is making crazy money selling crackhead art. George Bush left office and he started doing artwork and he's pretty good at it. I don't know how good, but yeah, he's now doing art. And, I'm no critic of art. I'm going to be honest about art and my knowledge here. I only am, like they say, oh, Kevin Monet was a major with the lights and Monet was this and, Cezanne was this and Picasso. And maybe, I don't know. I'm not a really, I know what I like. And when one time I was buying some art and I said to the guy, I go, well, what makes this worth $2,500 and that worth $7,500? And he goes, he just really told me. He goes, how you feel about it? I said, really? He goes, yeah. He says, if you come into a gallery and they say, this is a $75,000 painting and it's got a red dot in the middle, which I saw that, by the way, hanging in a major museum in St. Louis. And somebody says it's worth $75,000 or $150,000. If you're a fool, you're willing to pay it. That's what it's worth. So it's very subjective. So I bought this piece for $2,500 years ago because it spoke to me. And now I think in retrospect, I should have probably negotiated it because it wasn't. I mean, how much was the art? How much went into the art? Do you think $100 million went into whatever art that somebody buys in an auction at Sotheby's? More when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi.
I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Chelsea Clinton ain't got nothing on Hunter Biden. That dude, he took being a presidential child, I use my finger quotes, to heights nobody could even imagine. Move over Malia and Sasha? What do y'all have to offer compared to that crackhead white boy? This is a white male crackhead getting over in America, folks. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Wow, this dude, talk about avant-garde. This guy is a renaissance crackhead. I thought Samuel L. Jackson was a big deal because he was a former crackhead. You guys know that, right? Now he's, as he boasts, I'm in the top, you know, box office of any movies, because he somehow gets cast in everything. And good for him. Oh, man. Hunter Biden. Welcome back to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Talked a little bit about Hunter and his exploits earlier, because he is an accomplished dude. The fact that Hunter Biden stayed out of prison is one for the record books. I mean, do we really need to chronicle this man's life to let you know that maybe being a dope fiend is the way you want to go? Boy, so Hunter is a, you know, and look, no fault of his own. Daddy's a messing around on mom. Mom tries to commit suicide, kills herself and the daughter. The boys survive, but they're in the hospital. Joe milks it to build a Senate career. A 47-year-old Senate career built on nonsense, built on smoke and mirrors. Dude is a racist. Joe Biden is a terrible human being. Look, I get it. People mess around. People fall out of love, etc. But he milked it. He milked the death of his wife and his little girl for a political career while he's messing around with Jill, who became Dr. Jill, okay, drove Hunter to drinking. I don't know about Bo. You know, Bo was supposed to be the best of the boys, right? He went off to war and came back, died of brain surgery. Hunter promptly marries Bo's Bo, his woman, and then leaves his brother's widow, who's now his woman, for a stripper or porn star, whatever she was, knocks that chick up, doesn't want to pay child support. Now he's got a new baby mama. And here's the thing. While he's doing all this, he's strung out on coke. He's kicked out of the military. Joe gets his record expunged so it doesn't show up. None of this stuff is going to show up. He's a senator's kid. They take care of him. Even dumb senators. While all this is going on, Joe Biden gets a couple of brain surgeries. Dr. Jill decides, you know what? If we go along for the ride, I can ride his career into the best of whatever. So she gets an ED degree, but forces people to call her doctor to give herself some credibility. It isn't enough that she was Joe's trophy wife that he left his other wife and kids for and got him killed. I mean, it's not her fault per se, but she's not squeaky clean in it. And so now we got Hunter. He grows up. He's jacked up. How can you? I mean, I'm not saying that he should be a crackhead that does all the things that I said, but openly, publicly, you know, smoking crack, puts it all in his little, you know, PC that nobody will even talk about. Flies with Daddy. Daddy says you're going to run the family's RICO, you know, racketeering organization, and just do what I tell you. Make sure you're an earner. And all is good. So the crackhead ends up getting crazy amounts of money. And you know what? His daddy's telling him, hey, look, that ain't your money. You're getting that money because I'm setting you up for it. You better make sure you get my bills paid. And Hunter's getting his bills paid. He's paying Papa's bills. So he gets money from a Russian oligarch's wife. He gets money from Burisma in Ukraine. And other crooked deals. He gets money from China. Hangs out with the biggest Chinese spy. The top Chinese spy. He used to hang out with Hunter Biden. You don't have to believe me. Go look it up yourself. Don't let people fool you into thinking I'm fake news. Go research it. And now Hunter pretty much says, F all of you. I got a new venture. One you can't even question. I'm going to go into art. And he's ushered in a new era. He's avant-garde, folks. I see why there's so much hoopla over the dude. Have you seen his art? I looked up art because I took an art appreciation class in college that I learned nothing. It was just, can I just get out of here so I can go learn engineering? It was one of those classes. But I did learn a little bit. There's different types of art. For example, contemporary art. Now, that varies because contemporary art varies with the contemporary times. But there's contemporary, what's popular or iconic at the time. There's pop art, Andy Warhol, that kind of stuff. And you can even say some of that goes into this one, abstract expressionism, cubism. Picasso and others started that one. Art Deco. I associate that more with furniture, but Art Deco, Art Nouveau. Are you familiar with these artistic styles? I told you, I took art appreciation and I remembered some. I still can't paint. I can't draw. I have very little artistic flair when it comes to, you know, putting things pen to paper, except for words. I've gotten pretty good at that. There's impressionism. If there's post-impressionism, there's got to be impressionism, right? Here's one you probably never heard of. Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood. You can imagine what that's involved with. The Brotherhood. There's surrealism, which, you know, Dali and even Picasso experimented with others. And I don't know all the great masters and what they did. You know what art I really appreciate most? When something looks like what it's supposed to look like. I'm sure there's some great artists that are along those lines. Something that looks like what it's supposed to look like. One of my acquaintances, a lady that I consult with on dreams, she's an artist and she does pinups. She takes art that women do and she, she takes art, she makes a woman who may be, you know, past her prime, and she makes her like those 1950s pinup girls, and she does a phenomenal job. I got to get one, not for me, but I've thrown people her way, made her quite a bit of money, but I got to tell you, I love it, and here's what she's doing. We're going to work with her on this project. She did a piece of art. I'm going to get back to Hunter in a second, where she did a woman who was a survivor of breast cancer. Her husband was said to this woman that he was grossed out when he looked at her chest because she was a double mastectomy, a breast cancer survivor. And my friend says, you know what? I'm going to do this for you for free because I want you to feel good about yourself again. And then she submitted it to Susan G. Komen, and we're going to help her fundraise to do more of these artistic endeavors. Anyway, the newest form of art is what I'm going to get to with these guys is called crackheadism. There's a new category that Hunter's ushered in. And here's what this article reads. 11 paintings by the president's son. Let me just start this over. 11 paintings by Joey Demento's crackhead son are being shown at the Georges Berger Gallery, which is estimated the work at a whopping $75,000 to $500,000. Reminds me of the movie where the black dude takes over to be a manservant for a very wealthy guy, and he does a painting because he saw that the wealthy guy bought this painting for like $100,000. He says, I can do it. So he painted something, and the guy actually got the dude's painting sold. It's a piece of junk, but he got it sold to a friend that he didn't like that much, a dude he didn't like that much, for like $70,000. Anyway, so according to the Washington Post, White House officials helped draft a document to help purchasers keep them confidential from even Hunter to stave off efforts to curry favor with the administration. So when asked during appearance in the Art World Fave podcast, Note Binet, about his response to the hubbub and the headlines over the prices and potential favor seeking collectors, Biden quipped, other than F them. He doesn't care what you think about him. This is a guy that has been through the ringer. He thought he was getting thrown under the fence, kicked to the curb years ago. Thrown under the bus, I should say. Under the bus. And he's a survivor. This dude, in an insane world, I could see how you could see Hunter Biden as your hero. This is a guy that's been through it all. There's enough stuff about him to put him in Club Fed for the rest of his life, and he walks around free and he's selling artwork and he's a multimillionaire.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.